Psalms chapter 124 and beginning with verse 1. And the writer says, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us." Said then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Verse 6, he said, "Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped." Verse 8, he says, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." You may be seated tonight. I want to look at this tonight with God's help tonight, and with the thought that our help is in the name of the Lord. You know, we all need help at times in our life. And I don't know about you, but I need help every day. I need God's help. And you know, not only God's help, but we need the help, as we mentioned earlier, of one another. The word help here means to give assistance or support to. It means to make more pleasant or bearable. You know, when we help somebody or God helps us, you know, God gives us assistance. He gives us support. And you know, sometimes we just, we can't stand alone, and we need to realize that. We need God's help, and we need one another. We need the fellowship of the church. And you know, God gives us that support. And then that second part says to make more pleasant or bearable. You know, when you're going through a problem or situation or a test or trial in your life, and you know, when God lends us a hand and God helps us, He helps to make that problem or that trial or that test more bearable for each one of us. And it means to improve, to relieve, or to have a remedy for the problem. And then it goes on to mean this: to rescue, to save, and to aid. But then, you know, I thought about those that are helpless, those that, you know, are without help, and that simply means lacking protection or support, and defenseless. You know, without God in our life, we are helpless. Without God, we are defenseless. And you know, I couldn't help but think that everyone needs help at some time in their life. And you know, we need God's help in our life, and everybody needs some help. And I just want to read you some thoughts that I had written down. First of all, if you ever went out and your car wouldn't start, and you needed some help. I remember a year or so ago, we was at my mother-in-law's, and it was cold. That might have been last year. And we went out, and the tar was flat, and it was cold. And, you know, Brother Dale had to come out and help. And, you know, he run me out to where I could get one of those fix-a-flats. And he helped us, and I needed help that night. I didn't refuse that help because I couldn't have made it that night without his help. You know, the car won't start, or sometime the roof leaks. I remember when the roof was leaking on the church here, and Brother Paul went and got some people together, and they all come down and they pitched in and helped to put a new roof on the church. And you know, we didn't refuse that help because it was something that was needed. It was more than what one person could do themselves. And you know, we needed that help, and thank God for that help. You know, sometimes the kids, you young people, need help with your homework or some special assignment. Courtney's smiling at me, but you know, I can remember needing help, and you know, when I was growing up, and sometimes as a child, you don't ask for that help for whatever reason. And you know, sometimes as adults, we don't ask for help as well. Sometimes the wife, she might need some help with the dishes or with the housework or things around the house. And or you know, maybe at times we get sick and we need help in that sickness. We need somebody to help to care for us. And you know, or at times maybe maybe we get lonely. As we're going through this life, there's many times that you'll be lonely. And you need the help of a friend that'll step up at a time like that and be a friend to you, you know. And then there's times when we lose those that are dearest to us in this life. And we need help to endure and to make it through that time of grief. Someone there that we can lean on. Someone there that can just share with us. We face the time of death when every one of us is going to leave this life. And we're all going to need God's help to make it through that time. You know, there's many different things in this life that we need help with. And you know, this writer is speaking here. David's speaking. He said, if it had not been for the Lord, if the Lord hadn't been on our side. You know, I couldn't help but think as I was looking at this, how that God has been with each of us throughout the years, and how that many times God has been there to rescue us. You know, sometimes that rescue came because God put a friend in our life, and God put a good Christian there at the time that we needed some help. And you know, God was helping us through that person, that individual, and God was using that person. You know, there's many reasons in this life that we're going to need the help of God. And you know, we need to realize that. We need to first, every one of us need to realize that none of us are strong enough to make it without God in this life. There is something that'll break you down. There is something that'll bring you to your knees, and we're going to need God's help at that time. But before we get into trouble, and before we find the situation is overwhelming us to the point that we can't make it, we need to look to God and know that we're in touch with God so that we can depend on Him. We can go to Him. Psalms 3:1 says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Said, many are they that rise up against me. And you know, he might have been talking about enemies here, physical enemies. But you know, there's a lot of things and a lot of different situations in our life that will cause us trouble. We'll find that one day we get up and everything just goes good. We've got the best day, and you know, you're happy and peaceful and joyful and everything is going good. But then maybe the next day you find that all of a sudden the troubles are increased, and all around you there's one problem right after another. And you know, this writer says, how are they increased that trouble me? And you know, we need to understand that there will be troubles in this life. Jesus said, in this in the world you're going to have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But then this writer goes on in verse 2 and said, many there be which say of my soul that there is no help for him in God. You know, as I was reading that, I couldn't, you know, I thought about how that so many times there's people around us that do nothing but discourage us. You know, they make they get some kind of glory out of being discouragers. You know, what we need is not discouragers, but we need encouragers as we're going through this life. But you know, he said, there be those that say there is no help for him in God. But this writer goes on and says, but thou, Lord, says, art my shield, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. You know, when the discouragers come and try to put the doubt in your mind, you need to just tell them that whatever you say about my God, you're not going to deter me from putting my faith and my trust in Him, because God is my help. God is going to be there for me. And I thought, if it wasn't for God, then who would we rely upon? You know, the writer says in Psalms 94:16, said, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand for me against the workers of iniquity? You know, I was reading that and thinking about God being our help. And you know, it's just like God gives you the answer, and it just comes back very boldly that when that writer is saying, who's going to rise up and who's going to stand before for me? I thought, well, God will. God will always be there. And he goes on to say, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. You know, sometimes when those problems do come our way, and when trials and tests seem to overwhelm us, then we need to remember that the same God that helped us yesterday, the same one that helped us last week or last year, is the very same one that will help us again, whatever we're facing at the moment that we're in. You know, not much help comes from others today. When you think about it, it's hard to look around and find those that have any concern for others. I thought no one seems to care about those that are in need of help. And I couldn't help but think that even if they did, that men are subject to failure, but not God. God has never failed, and God will never fail. Men will let us down. We'll disappoint one another. And you know, when we look to others for help and others look to us for help, there'll be many times that we'll fail them and we'll discourage them because we fail to see and feel the need, as we mentioned earlier. But Psalm 60 and 10 said, "Wilt not thou, O God, which has cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies." And you're saying, didn't you go with our armies? Wasn't you there when we needed you? How many times has God been there when we needed Him? How many times has He blessed us? How many times has He helped us? And yet when something comes again right away, we want to get all frustrated. We want to just throw our hands up in the air and quit. But it is God that will help us even in the present situation that we may be facing tonight. God is still God tonight. Let me go on here. He said, "Give us help from trouble." Said, "For vain is the help of man." I thought when we look and expect help from others, many times we're disappointed. How many times have you relied upon somebody else in this life only to find that they disappoint you? How many times have you and I disappointed others as we're going through this life? But God never once has disappointed any of us that are sitting here tonight, and God will never disappoint us. Psalms 146 and verse 3 said, "Put not your trust in princes," and says, "nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." But he said, "His breath goeth forth." You know, our breath goeth from us, and we return to the earth, and said, "In that very day our thoughts perish, the thoughts of men perish." But he says, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help." You know, he goes on to say, "Whose hope is in the Lord his God." You know, I thought when I read that we ought to be glad that we are serving God tonight. We ought to be glad that we got God that we can depend upon tonight. Oh, he's a faithful God tonight, and we can depend upon him. One man said, "God is not only present help in time of trouble, but also a great help in keeping us out of trouble." Thank God for what he'll do, and how that God will bless us, and how that God will help us. We ought to be happy and rejoicing tonight. Oh, when trouble comes, we ought to just kind of get a smile on our face. You know, it's not that we enjoy trouble, but we can enjoy the presence of God when trouble comes, and we can know, hallelujah, that we've got joy in the Lord, and he's going to see us through any trouble that comes our way. Oh, he'll be there to help us. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we're serving tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Let me go on here. And I thought, it is only because of God's help in our lives that we have made it this far. And he'll be there to help us the rest of the way. You know, we can sit here tonight and we can be in the house of the Lord tonight because God has been with us throughout of all of this life. And this same God that's been with us, oh, that helped us and give us the grace and the help and the strength to be able to make it this far. He's going to see us through to the rest of this journey. Hallelujah. Somehow He's going to help us. Some way He's going to be there. I don't know how He always does it. I don't know what His answer will be. But I know that we can depend upon this great God tonight, that He'll help us when things are going wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this writer says, for these causes, Paul said in Acts 26 and verse 21, when he was having some problems with the Jews, and they were rising up against him. Oh, you see, he wasn't doing nothing wrong, but he was doing everything right for God. You can rest assured, when you're doing things right for God, the devil and somebody else is going to get mad at you. But oh, it's only because he wants to stop us. Hallelujah. But it's times like that that God can prove who He is to us. Hallelujah. When the Jews had come against Paul, and he said, they caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. You know, he said, they went about to kill. That word kill means to murder. That word means that they wanted to stop him from breathing and take his life. And he said, they went about to kill me. But listen what Paul says. He said, having therefore obtained help of God. You see, because God gave him help, because he received the help from God, and God was there when everybody was against him. Hallelujah. He said, I've received this help from God and obtained this help from God. He said, I continue unto this day. You are here tonight because it is God that's helped you every step of the way. It is God that's been with you in the valley. It's God that's been with you through every test and trial. And it is God that will help you to continue in His work until He's ready to call you home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. He said, I'm going to keep on keeping on because I've got help from God. Oh, hallelujah. I thought Paul received this help from God. This help came directly to Paul to assure that he would continue doing what God had called him to do. Let me tell you, it's good to have help from one another. It's good that we can depend upon one another. And we ought to be as dependable and reliable and as faithful as we can. But oh, hallelujah, when we fail, God will give us all the help that we need. When our friends and our families and our loved ones, our fellow Christian, let us down, God will always be there. Hallelujah. You see, He'll help us to continue. And Paul said, I've continued. Praise God unto this day. Oh, praise God, because God has helped me. Psalms 118 and verse 11 said, they compass me about. Yea, they compass me about. But then he stops and said, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. And then he says again, they compass me about like bees. Oh, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, he says, I will destroy them. I praise God. When the enemy comes, when the problems come past us, when they rise up like a swarm of bees and surround us, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory tonight. In the name of Jesus, we'll find all the help we need. In the name of Jesus, the devil will have to back up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me go on. He says, for thou hast thrust sore at me, oh, that I might fall. You know, the sometimes these problems come. And you know, when the devil's behind it all, my Lord, we get mad at people sometimes when we ought to be getting mad at the devil. We get angry with our children, with our husbands, with our wives, with our mothers and our fathers, with a brother or sister, with the pastor or a Sunday school teacher, and we ought to be getting mad at the devil tonight. Hallelujah. He's the one trying to destroy us tonight. Hallelujah. But you know, he says this. He said, but the Lord help me. You know, these things come against us. And Satan wants you to fall tonight. And he'll use anything that he can to pull you down. But oh, you know, we ought to look back over all that we've been through. And we ought to see every trial and every valley and every test and every temptation and every problem. Instead of complaining about it, we can say, I've made it this far because my God in heaven has helped me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, quit complaining and start praising Him. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Nothing's ever going to be right in this life. You're always going to have problems and tests and trials. And oh, but you know, we can look back and say, God has been good to me. Oh, hallelujah. And I've made it because of the help of God. You see, I'm not strong enough. You're not looking at a preacher tonight that's strong enough to make it on his own. But it takes the help of God. Hallelujah. It takes His strength, His grace, and His help for this preacher to make it tonight. Hallelujah. We all need God's help tonight. Praise God. That's the next thing. We all need to consider the source of the help that we need for the problems we face. You know, sometimes we're sitting back and we're just, you know, we get so prideful and we get this old macho attitude and this old prideful attitude that I can just make it on my own. And you know, just as sure as we do, we're going to fall. Just as sure as we get those kind of attitudes, we're going to find that the problem is going to be bigger than us and we're not going to be able to handle it. But let me tell you, there's no problem bigger than God tonight. Hallelujah. Let me go on here. I thought, you know, and that's just what I said. We need to put aside the pride and look to God for the help, and because it's there. Psalms 121, one of those good scriptures. They're all good, but this one here is just kind of special. And the writer said, I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills. He said, I'm going to lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. Oh, he said, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. You know, I couldn't help but think as he's saying there, I'm going to lift up my eyes to the hills. You know, I'm going to look over the problem. I'm going to look over the enemy. I'm going to look over the temptation. I'm going to look over the test. I'm going to look over the trial. I'm going to look over those things that are trying to overwhelm me. And I'm going to look above them and see where my help comes from. Hallelujah. I'm going to look towards heaven. Oh, where God sits upon the throne. And I'm going to find that He's still my help tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, I will lift up my eyes. You know, we ought to ask ourselves the question every once in a while. When problems come, how often do we lift up our eyes? You know, we let the problems get us down to where we're looking down. And we're dragging our chins on the ground and dragging our noses and our moods and our attitudes are down when we ought to be looking up and knowing that the answer's not down there, but the answer's still on the throne in heaven tonight. Hallelujah. But listen, he says, in this God that made the heaven and the earth. You know, if God is great enough and powerful enough to create this heaven and this earth, don't you think He's big enough to take care of your problems tonight? Hallelujah. Glory. I thought we need to acknowledge And we need to confess our need for God's help in our lives. You know, sometimes pride won't let us do that. Pride won't let us humble ourselves to the point that we, you know, we got to admit that we just can't make it. We've got to admit at times in our life that, you know, I'm just not strong enough. I'm not equipped enough. I'm not efficient enough. I'm not sufficient. But I need God in what I'm going through. And we need to acknowledge that. This is what this writer was doing. When he says, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. He said, I'm going to look up there because that's where my help's at. I'm going to look to God. You know, we need to acknowledge and, you know, the problems that we're facing and quit trying to fight these battles alone. Sometimes we're trying to fight things all by ourselves. And, you know, we'd be better off to just say, God, it's in your hands. I put it in your hands. Help is nearer than what we realize tonight. You know, help is still available in God tonight. You say, well, the problems are more complex. The test and the trials, they're harder than what they ever were. They're no harder than what they ever were. God is still God tonight. Oh, hallelujah. God can solve every problem. Yeah. God can handle every situation. You can't, and I can't, but God can tonight. You know, the writer says this, Psalms 46 and verse 1, when we think about God's help being near. That writer says, first of all, God is our refuge. You know, I couldn't help but think, you know, God is a place where we can go when troubles is overwhelming us. And causing chaos and problems and trouble in our life and you know, just trying to disrupt us. That when we go to God, we can find a place that's peaceful and quiet and a place where we're protected because God is our refuge tonight. And we can find refuge in the Lord. Let me tell you, the problem will still be there, but God is there as well. And you know, he says not only is God our refuge, but he said God is our strength. You know, he's the strength that helps us to make it through. You know, when Paul was having problems in his life and he went to God about the thorn in the flesh, and he said, I sought him, I believe he said three times, and he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. It is still God's grace, not our strength. It is still God that can answer the problems and solve the things in our life. It is still God that would help us to work through all that we go through in this life. He says God is our refuge and our strength. And he says a very present help in trouble. You know, God never promised to take us out of trouble, does he? You know, but he's there with us in trouble and he sees us through the trouble. One man I remember years ago said something to this effect. He said, if we can hold on to the hand of God, God will see us through everything. But we've got to hold on tightly to the hand of God. And you know, he'll be a very present help in trouble. You know, many times we don't realize what God can do because we're going through this life. And too many think when I get saved that everything's going to be pleasant and good and easy and never have a problem. But you know, if we never had a problem, then God could never prove what he can do for us. But when the trouble is near, God is near. Hallelujah. When the trouble is coming in upon us, then you can rest assured that God is there. And his strength and his help is near to us. Hallelujah. He'll never forsake us and leave us without help. Listen. He says, therefore, will we not fear? You know, I couldn't help but think when I was looking at this, when God's help, with his help, we have nothing to fear. He said, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea. Hold on, church. These things that are happening down in the Midwest are getting closer to our area all the time. And some of these things that we are used to and accustomed to, one of these big windstorms or tornadoes could come through and carry it away. But we have nothing to fear. Praise God, because we have God with us tonight. Hallelujah. Wouldn't be a pleasant thing. And it would be a terrible time of trouble, and some are going through it tonight. But for those that put their trust in God, somehow God's going to see him through. I don't understand it all. I don't, claim to understand and have all the answers to all of life's problems. But I know a God that can help us and a God that will be with us. He said he's a very present help in time of trouble. And said when the mountains be removed, we're not going to be afraid. He said though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, he said we have nothing to fear because God is near in time of trouble. Hallelujah, his help is there for us in the time of trouble. That's when we know what God can do. You know, when we go through the test and the trials of this life and we learn to trust in the Lord, you know what? One thing that happens to many of us, and we've all been guilty, I've been guilty of it many times, is when things go wrong, we start to complain. And we fail to do what that writer said in lifting up our eyes and looking to God. You know, we want to solve that problem ourselves. We want to take that situation in our hands and we want to do something about it. Now, you know, we ought to do all we can. We shouldn't sit back and just say we're going to let God do everything. You know, there's some things that God expects us to do. But when it gets to the point where it's beyond our control, just lift up your eyes and hallelujah, don't be afraid. Say, Lord, I know what you're going to do. And when it's all over and done and through, praise God, I'm going to look back and I'm going to be able to say it is God. It is God that brought me through it. Hallelujah. It is God that was with me in the valley. It was God that was with me in the battle. It was God that gave me victory. Hallelujah. And I'm able to rejoice and be glad tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. God's help is nearer than what we realize tonight. We should seek him. You know, for the help we need, God wants to hear from you and me. Because you know, God wants to hear what your problems are. God wants, you know, we talk it over with everybody else. I might have a problem, I'd come and talk with one of the brothers and sisters, and you know, we need to share one another's burdens. But sometimes while we're talking with one another, we forget to tell God about it. And you know, we forget to take those things to the Lord. God wants to hear tonight. He wants to know what's going on in your life. He already knows. But you know, I think sometimes it does something for us in our faith and building our faith and trust in God when we can go to him and we can just open up. Oh, you know, we ought to open up with him sometimes like we do with one another. And you know, we can tell our problems one to another and sometimes the tears can flow. My God, we ought to tell the Heavenly Father. We ought to let him know how we feel. We ought to let him know all that's going on within us. And we ought to just open up and say, Lord, this is how it is. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm bringing it all to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him know how you feel tonight. Praise God. And he'll help you. One writer says this in Psalms 35. Said, Lord, plead. He said, plead my cause, O Lord. You know, he's saying, I want you to plead my cause with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. And you know, I just wrote in there, tell God what your troubles are and don't be ashamed to ask him for his help. Tell God tonight. You know, we need to tell God. We ought to tell him how we feel. We ought to tell him sometimes if there's fear in our heart. We ought to tell him, you know, sometimes we ought to even admit the fact that there's doubt in our life because God will help us with that. I remember the man that brought his son to Jesus and Jesus said to him that, you know, he said, all things are possible to him that can believe. And the father opened up to Jesus and he said, Lord, I believe, but would you help me with my unbelief? Hallelujah. And God will help us. He'll help us with every temptation that we're facing. He'll help us with every doubt that comes against us. God will help us, but we have to go to him. And we need to do like this reader says and said, Lord, or this writer said, plead my cause. Plead my cause with them that strive against me or that fight against me. You know, when sickness comes, when trouble comes, when problems arise, and it makes no difference what shape or form they come in, we ought to say, Lord, these things are fighting against me. It's not just the devil, but it's something else, and it's causing me a battle. And Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. Hallelujah, to fight against these things. Hallelujah. Because I can't do it myself. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he says, take hold of shield and buckler. And this is what this writer says in verse 2. And stand up for mine help. Stand up and be my help is what he's saying. Lord, stand up and help me with all of those things that fight against me. And God will do just that. Praise God. Psalms 44 and verse 25 said, for our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth unto the earth. And he says, arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. You know, I couldn't help but think that sometimes life will bring us down to this point. And you know, this writer is just describing how he feels. He said, our souls bowed down and we're in the dust. And he said, our bellies, they're cleaving, or we're dragging the ground. We're so low, we're dragging the ground. He says, would you arise for our help? God, would you just raise up? Would you stand up? Would you come to my rescue? Would you bring the help that I need? Hallelujah, I'm down so low. Let me tell you, there'll be times when you get down so low that you can't get up on your own, and you need God. You need God to lift you up at a time like that. Hallelujah. And we ought to cry out to Him. It brings glory to God when we allow Him to help us each and every day. You know, we're not bringing a bit of glory to God when we get so proud that we never call on Him. We're not bringing a bit of praise and honor to God when we try to fight life's battles all by ourselves. But when we can turn them over to the Lord, and others can see what God is doing in your life. You see, God doesn't get any glory when you accomplish anything on your own. We ought to do what we can. And you know, because I don't believe God's looking for lazy Christians. But you know, sometimes we ought to just turn the things over to the Lord. We ought to give some glory to God. And we ought to just tell others, you know, I was brought low. Hallelujah, I was dragging. You know, I was down so low. Praise God that I was just dragging the earth, but God came to me. It is God, hallelujah, that helped me. It is God that brought me out of it. Hallelujah. Listen, the writer goes on to say this in Psalm 70 and verse 1, and I'm sure we've all felt this way. It said, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. And I couldn't help but think this, and I put this in there. And I thought, God, would you please hurry up and help me? You know, we've all felt like that. And you know, this writer is just being as honest as he can. You know, we need to be honest with God. We get caught on the these and the thous, and we get caught on some of these other things in our life. And my Lord, we ought to just be open and honest and be what we are and who we are in the presence of God. Don't care about what somebody else thinks and not try to impress somebody else. But let's honor this mighty God that we're serving tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He goes on to say, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Hallelujah. You know, this is just right after he said, Lord, hurry up and help me in English language. And you know, he says, and let such as love thy name or thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Whatever you're going through tonight, let God get some glory from it. whatever trial or test that you're going through and whatever problem that comes your way, oh, my Lord, just let God have the glory and the praise. Then he admits this in verse 5 of Psalm 70. He said, but I am poor and needy. And again he says, make haste unto me. Oh, God, thou art my help and my deliverer. And then he says, oh, Lord, make no tarrying. Don't tarry, Lord, but please hurry up. You know, I don't know about you, but I've felt like that many times. You know, we want to pray and we want God to answer it right away. Lord, just solve this problem right now. You know, take this pain that I'm having, take this trouble, take this test and this trial, and right now, Lord, give me an answer. But you know, I couldn't help but think this, let you be praised, God. But you know, I thought, but I sure do need your help. I kind of think this is what this writer's saying. Lord, I want to praise you, but Lord, I need your help. I need your touch. I need your strength. I need your healing power. I need you to encourage me. And I thought, you know, he goes on maybe in our language to say, please, Lord, don't make it too long in coming, but oh, would you just hurry up and help me? Hallelujah. Isn't that the way we are? Hallelujah. But you know, God never fails us. God always gives us the answer somehow. God's help is there for all who seek it. Now, you know, if you never ask for help, you're never going to get it. If you have an automobile accident and you need help along the road and you've got a cell phone and you can call 911 and you don't call it, then you'd be a very foolish person. You know, when we don't dial Jesus up when problems are happening in our life, then we're very foolish to try to handle things all by ourselves. Because God has the answer. You know, just like those men when they come with their bandages and their equipment and their things to help to relieve someone when they're in an accident of the suffering. Praise God. You know, they can help somewhat, but God can help all the way, can He? Hallelujah. Listen, Psalm 72, verse 12 said, for He shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. I couldn't help but think this as I was writing these scriptures down or typing them out, whatever you want to call it. Whatever your need is tonight, God wants to meet that need. And I thought it's up to you and to me to have that need met tonight. God has the supply and the answer. God is waiting for you to bring your need to Him. And He, you know, He has all the help to deal with what we have need of tonight. You ever notice any, you know, I remember how it used to be when people sat in church. When there's an altar call and people needed healing or needed a touch from God or needed just a little strength, you know, it wasn't no hesitation. They'd get up and run to the altars because they knew God would meet their need. Now we sit back and wait and see who's going to go first. You know, and we're just kind of hesitant. You know, we really don't believe because, you know, that God's going to do anything. If we did, we'd be the first one to hit the altar. Man, we'd be trying to get ahead of everybody else. You know, like that man that was at the pool of Bethesda and the angel came down and stirred the water and the first in was healed. You know, you could see them when they're looking for the water to be stirred. Hallelujah. They'd get up and they'd run and push and shove. My Lord, it used to be that way in the church, but my God, the devil's lied to us and said God won't meet the need. God is still God tonight. Hallelujah. We ought to quit listening to self. You know, that's the first thing gets in the way. The devil comes and climbs on our shoulder. And he says, oh, if you go up there and you get up and you cry and you plead and you just pour your heart out, somebody's gonna look at you and they're gonna make fun of you. Let me tell you, the devil's already made fun of you when we listen to that. He's the one sitting back laughing, not somebody else. I don't care. You can laugh at me all you want. Hallelujah. You know, when I need something from God, it doesn't make any difference. When, you know, it doesn't. I used to be that way. But I don't care if the Lord breaks me down and I weep and cry. I don't care if the Lord touches me and I get happy and it might embarrass some and they might say, oh, you know, the preacher shouldn't be carrying on that way, shouldn't be getting that way. We're more formal now. We done to kind of sit back a little bit. You go ahead and sit back all you want. Hallelujah. I want more of God in my life. Hallelujah. I want to feel His presence. I want to feel the old time power. I don't know about you. You know, there's times when I need healing. There's times when I need encouragement. There's times when I have some other need. But the greatest need in our hearts and lives tonight is a need for the old time power of God to fall in our midst. Hallelujah. We can see more miracles taking place. Hallelujah. But oh, we got the answer ourselves tonight. You ain't got no answers. He does. Hallelujah. I don't have no answers. He does. Hallelujah. We can help and encourage one another and do what we want, but I want to tell you, we don't have the answer to all the problems in this life. Only God does tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish. Sister, would you like to come? I think I'm going to finish. Praise the Lord. When all other sources fail, then bring your need to God, and you can depend on God to help. Hallelujah. You know, I thought about that woman that had the issue of blood. And you know, for those many years she'd go and she'd spend all she had on the physicians, and the Bible said yet she grew worse. But when she came to Jesus, and she said, if I can just touch the hem of His garment. Somehow she knew that Jesus had the answer to her need. I don't know how she knew it. But somehow in her heart and life she believed it. If I can just reach out and touch Him, He's got all I need. Hallelujah. I don't even have to touch Him. You know, because I don't want to offend Him in any way. But if I could just reach up and just touch the very hem of His garment. And I believe she was very careful not to touch Him. And brother, maybe she just reached like that and grabbed that little bit of that garment. Whew. Hallelujah. And the minute she touched that garment, her need was met. You see, God is God tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for all the things we have in this life. I thank God for the way that He meets all of our needs. I thank God for all of the conveniences and everything. You know, we've really got it made. But all of those things will never do when we have a genuine need in our life. You know, Walmart can't meet the need. The government can't meet the needs. Oh, you could have all the money in this world, it still wouldn't meet your need. Hallelujah. But just touching Jesus one time, and the need's met. Psalms 116 verses 5 through 8 said, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. This writer says, I was brought low and He helped me. And then he says this. It says, return unto thy rest, O my soul. You know, you can have needs in your life that cause you anguish and cause you to sit around and worry yourself to death. It kind of sounds like whatever the problem was with this writer, he had that problem. But he said, when I was brought low and the Lord helped me. Hallelujah. He said, my soul could have some rest. I could have some real genuine peace in my life. He said, for the Lord had dealt bountifully with thee. Talking to his soul. You know, sometimes people think I'm crazy. I sit around sometime talking to myself. Maybe you don't do that. You can smile and laugh all you want. But here's a writer saying, you know, I'm talking to my soul. And my soul's been had a lot of problems. You know, it's kind of indicating here that there was no peace, there was no rest because of all the problems I had. But he said, when the Lord helped me, he looked at his soul. He says, soul, just take some peace, take some rest. You know, that's how good God is tonight. Hallelujah. He said, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I'm going to read you what I wrote. Only God can help in many situations. We need to recall all the times past that God was there to help us, for God never changes. He's not just there then in the past, but He is here for you and me tonight. Won't we let Him help us? Won't we just let Him be the help in our life? One writer says this. Said, when you get to the end of your rope, be thankful, for God is there. When you get to the end of all the answers that you had for the problem or situation you have in your life and you don't know any other way, remember God is there. He'll always be there. He loves you. He wants to help you. Let me finish with Psalms 27, verses 7 through 9. It says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. And you know, I couldn't help but think as I read that, what a tender plea for mercy that this writer was making. He's pleading with God, making a plea, saying, Lord, hear me. Hear my cry, my voice. And then he says this, he says, when thou saidest, and what he's saying, Lord, when you told me to do something, I did it. He said, this is what you told me to do. He said, Lord, when you said, or when you told me to seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, oh, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Are we willing to seek the face of God? He says, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. You know, sometimes I know we all have needs. Maybe some need healing tonight. Maybe some need a closer walk. Some need sanctification, the Holy Ghost, or whatever your need is. But you know, I think many times we've all made this mistake that when we come to the altar, the first thing we begin to do is seek God for healing. Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me. And you know, there's nothing wrong with asking God for that. Or we ask Him for the need in our life. But you know, this writer says, what you told me to do, Lord, was seek your face. We ought to seek Almighty God and say, Lord, I want to enter into your presence. I'm seeking you tonight, Lord. And when God's there and we can get to that point in our life where we just shut everybody and everything else out, and we enter all alone. You say, well, there's others around. Don't worry about them. And we can enter into the very presence of God. Then your need will be met. God will meet your need. You can't help but be in the presence of God. And you know your need not be met, but it'll be met every time. God loves you. Would you stand tonight? I want to ask you to come, whatever your need is tonight, to just gather around this altar and bring your need to the Lord. Let God touch you. Let God bless you. Let Him meet that need tonight.